Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Being a coal miner may be one of the toughest jobs in existence. Coal miners lived a hard life in the 19th century. Most of the digging was done by hand, and they had to live with everyday hazards such as poor ventilation, cave-ins, and machinery accidents. When you left to go to work in the coal mines, you never truly knew if you were going to make it home that evening. As a result, miners not only worked hard, but they played hard as well. And when they wanted to play, they went to the subject of today's episode, Rogue's Hollow. In the 1820s, Doylestown, Ohio was quite a place to live, with most of its citizens being farmers. That is, until coal was discovered in the area. Soon, people from all over came to work in the coal mines that sprung up around town. By the time the coal industry left the area in the 1940s, more than 50 coal mines had operated in the area. Originally, Rogue's Hollow consisted only of a store or two, a mill, and a single saloon just southeast of Doylestown. In order to meet the thirsty needs of the miners, more saloons opened up. While most had tame names such as Smith's Saloon, several bore more foreboding monikers, including the infamous Devil's Den, run by Billy Gallagher. The bloodiest fights to take place in the Hollow were said to have started at the Devil's Den. For those who weren't in the mood for their own fight, customers could head across the street to Walsh's Saloon to watch, and even bet on, illegal cockfights that took place every night. Often the betting would get so fierce that drunken patrons would rip dollar bills in half and try to make 50-cent bets. But as rowdy as things got inside of Walsh's, everyone knew to give the owner, Mike Walsh, a wide berth. He was a hulking figure at more than 300 pounds, and he needed two normal-sized chairs to sit comfortably. Surprisingly, the number of deaths inside Rogue's Hollow was quite low, but the number of disappearances were quite high. In most cases, miners simply picked up and moved to another town. In other cases, drunken miners took a wrong turn while stumbling home drunk and met a swift death by falling into a mineshaft. In fact, quite a number of bodies were discovered at the bottom of mineshafts. Whispers throughout town claimed that some of those accidental deaths were really murders. Wanted criminals often hid out in the Hollow, and even the bravest officer of the law refused to enter the town. Moreover, the abandoned mines that riddled the countryside were a fantastic place for men to hole up, literally. One famous criminal often associated with the Rogue's Hollow is Richard Hewlett of Akron, Ohio. He was arrested and charged with counterfeiting large amounts of half dollars and dollars in November 1893. While Hewlett was convicted, he never gave up the location of his counterfeiting operation. This led many to believe that Hewlett had set up shop in one of the Hollow's abandoned mines. One long-standing legend even claims that the infamous Jesse James himself hid in the Hollow for a few days. With all the violence and death that took place in Rogue's Hollow, it would stand to reason that the place would be a home for more than a few restless spirits. Perhaps the most famous is the ghost said to haunt Childers Mill. The wool mill owned and run by Samuel Childers had been operating in Rogues Hollow for several years. That's when, according to legend, a young boy working there was accidentally crushed to death. Today, his ghost is said to still wander the long-since-silent remains of the mill. Several other reports of spooky activity in Rogues Hollow include ghostly figures in white, as well as picks and axes that dance on their own. Of course, since there was so much drinking going on in Rogues Hollow, one would wonder if what the witnesses saw was the result of spirits from inside of a bottle rather than spirits from the other side. Today, little remains from the rough and tumble era of Rogues Hollow, except for a few buildings. Curiosity seekers and history buffs can still visit the area, which is maintained by the Chippewa Rogues Hollow Historical Society, and just maybe, the restless spirits of 19th century miners.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word, or daddy has to fight off a zombie herd. Once that zombie herd is dead, daddy has to hack off the devil's head. And if that devil's head gets hacked, daddy has to hunt down a werewolf pack. And when that werewolf pack goes down, daddy has to slaughter an evil clown. And after the evil clown is killed, daddy has to take on a vampire. So hush, little baby, don't.